Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
This is Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm excited because I have somebody who's the CEO of a great company. I have Susan Dworak with me today, the CEO of Real Identities. Susan, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
All right. So tell me this. I see you are the CEO by chance, or were you involved in the startup of this company?
I was indeed. I am the founder and CEO of Real Identities.
That was what I wanted to hear.
There you go.
That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear the founder part.
Absolutely. Well, I'm the founder of Real Identities, and I founded it because I was struck by the damage that was being caused to not only government agencies, but companies from the smallest to the largest, and I do mean Fortune 100 companies in the United States, related to activities, where people are using fake IDs.
Yeah, no, unless you're a college student trying to get into a bar, other than that, and I've never done that, everybody else, I condemn you. Condemn you. I mean, it's crazy. Tell me what made you, I know you talk about obviously the problem, but tell me when it hit you that this was a potential business. I want to hear kind of how this evolved in your head, the genesis of this idea and the whole, that's what I'm always fascinated by.
You bet. So my career was in law. I spent my time helping large companies, go public. And then once they were public, I helped them file, registration statements and legal documents related to securities transactions. And I tend to read those filings with the SEC regularly. And I was struck by the legal fees that were being paid by companies to defend themselves for certain kinds of liabilities. And as I dug deeper, I realized that a lot of people were spending a lot of money related to financial and legal liability created by fake IDs. Now, you hit the nail on the head by talking about teenagers and alcohol. People often think about controlled product, alcohol, tobacco, cannabis, vaping, et cetera, when they think about fake IDs. But it's also about business and criminal activity, because fake IDs are really the pathways to some really serious harm. So let me give you some examples here. The Las Vegas shooter checked into that hotel with a fake ID. The Oklahoma City bomber rented the truck that he loaded with explosives with a fake ID. The 9/11 terrorists rented apartments, took flight lessons, took those fateful flights, all using fake IDs. Human trafficking happens with fake IDs. Money laundering. I could go on and on.
No, so you had me at 9/11 in Oklahoma. You had me at 9/11 in Las Vegas. You're right. If you think about it, people that are bad people, their names are typically, flagged everywhere. So how do they have to obviously create another identity to be able to, move forward with obviously the nefarious things they have planned.
That's exactly right. And they're becoming harder and harder to detect because, we're pretty used to people using physical IDs, the little plastic ID cards known as driver licenses. But the trajectory of IDs is really going digital to biometrics, which we all know. We open our phones, many of them with, our fingerprint or our faces. So bio meaning of the body, metrics meaning measurement. There's all kinds of different kinds. Also, mobile driver licenses, which is really nothing more than an image of a driver license on a cell phone. And those are being used by multiple states in the United States. And then enter this technology we all know, blockchain being used for identity. And what happens is a lot of government agencies and really large brands in this company fail to train their frontline staff who are supposed to be spotting these kinds of identities. And they're being used more and more. Again, the plastic ID card, the biometrics, the mobile driver license, even blockchain. And it's critically, critical that management provide workers with tools and the training that they need to spot fake IDs. That's not happening. So that's why I founded Real Identities. We teach people how to spot fake IDs and how to prevent all kinds of problems.
What I love, I have a simple brain. This is what I see: big market, Nice margins. Okay. Big problem. So, okay. That's how my brain's really, really simple on this. I interviewed the fellow who founded reputation.com yesterday, and it was the same, very similar in his, the way your brain worked. And you know, kind of when I think about it, you know, big market, big problem, big margins. You know,
that's exactly right.
Service. It's everything you want, you know, in a startup.
Well, that's exactly right. And we consider it evergreen because there will never be an absence of fake IDs. There will never be an absence of criminal behavior. It's never going to stop. And people need to understand the different kinds of IDs, how they're forged, and how to prevent access to the wrong people. And unfortunately, right now, the criminals are out monetizing and out technologizing government and even a lot of these businesses. That's how all these crimes that I just mentioned are happening. And it's never going to stop. So we definitely have a huge market, and the market's never going to end.
No, I love that. Let me ask you this. Did you, obviously you have a background in law. Had you ever thought about being an entrepreneur or a business owner until this idea hit you? I'm just curious if this was the genesis of your entire entrepreneurship. No wrong.
You know, it's interesting that you should ask that. Yeah, you know, I've always operated within these regulatory frameworks. I started my career with really large law firms. I spent my career 25, 30 years with the largest of law firms. And I really expected to just stay within that system. But I think, you know, maybe it's just part of living in Silicon Valley, although we are nationally based, you know, where we train nationally, I should say. Maybe I just caught the bug and I became an entrepreneur and I just decided to take the plunge and start this company, and it's going phenomenally well.
I think this is the thing about entrepreneurship that I love and why I'm an evangelist of it. I can't learn how to be a brain surgeon. Now, obviously, that's pretty rhetorical. I don't think I could learn how to be a math teacher. I don't care. You know, I don't care about Johnny goes 3 miles down on a train and Susie goes 4 miles and who gets the ice cream stand first. My brain doesn't work that way. But starting a business, everyone can learn how to do. And it fascinates me that the 400 richest people in the United States of America are either an entrepreneur or this is the only other thing, an heir to an entrepreneur. That the highest paid profession on the planet can be learned. You just think about it. You don't wake up at like 30 years old and go, okay, I want to be a brain surgeon. I'd love to be able to do what Ben Carson did. No, you're not going to learn that one on YouTube. But entrepreneurship with a good idea like yours, big market, big problem, big margins. I have a background in this type of information, you know, your law background. So you kind of know a little bit of the navigation there. That's a lot of the pillars to a successful company. But no other profession allows you to do that at the scale of entrepreneurship with the payoff of entrepreneurship.
I think you're exactly right. And I think it's actually pretty easy to do. If people listen to an inner voice, and they spot problems. Problems are opportunities for solutions. Listen to that inner voice. Listen to that red flag. This really bothers me. This shouldn't be this way. This is a problem. I need to solve this. Get in there and solve the problem. And if you don't know how to do it yourself, you don't know the math, you don't know how to do brain surgery, whatever it may be, because we all have our individual skill sets, find people, bring the right people in, create a team of experts and solve the problem together, because the upside potential oftentimes is absolutely unlimited. I didn't ever wake up and say, hey, I want to become a fake ID expert. Never in my life until I found this problem. But what I am an expert at is teaching people how to navigate regulatory frameworks. We'll put those two things together. You are required as part of your job and part of your business to confirm identity. That's part of the regulatory framework. How do you navigate that to avoid the legal financial liability? That's my expertise, right? The legal stuff, I learned the fake ID part, and now I'm a fake ID expert, but you just hit the nail on the head. If you can figure out what a problem is and make sure there's a market for it, just go for it. It's unlimited. The potential is incredible.
Oh, it is. My most successful companies were things that I actually did not have an expertise in, but I knew there was a problem and I partnered with people. That's my, I've always said my superpower is the ability to bring on really smart people that understand the gap that, you know, there's, I know how to get things going. I know the, how you do a bit, you know, how you start a business and how a business should operate, scale, all that marketing. That is like breathing to me. The actual industry knowledge of my companies, I partner with somebody. I go find somebody who's got 20 years experience. They're very granular. They're management oriented. They're detailed. I partner with my complete opposite.
That's exactly right. You find the right people for the right job. Excuse me. And what we do is we find good people who are really good at what they do. We have to be sure that the ethics are there, the character's there. You know, I've met people who are truly the best at what they do, but they're not really good human beings and they're incredibly difficult to work with. But once you get past that, you find good people with expertise, you put a team together, unlimited possibilities.
No, it's I love entrepreneurship. That's why I preach it. Tell me this. What's the one thing you wish you would have known when you first got started that you know now? Okay. Going back to the, you know, Susan, when Susan first got started in this, what do you wish you could have told yourself or taught yourself?
You know, everyone talks about how difficult it is to do a startup and what you need to do. And I spent a lot of time listening to a lot of external sources, unfortunately, too many external sources about what I needed to do. But then I just stopped and realized that listening to that is not only climbing a mountain, but it's pushing a mountain up a mountain. I don't need a mountain of information to do what I know I need to do. And so I think it's important to listen to the right people, but not to become overwhelmed with all kinds of external advice and information. Go from point A to point B. You're at point A, you've spotted a problem. Go to point B, solve that problem in a very, very streamlined way, because you don't need a boatload of venture capital, you know, all the time. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. You know how to solve the problem. Listen to your inner voice and just streamline it. Make it efficient and effective and don't stop. Just keep climbing your own mountain.
No, I love that. You know, audience, I always ask my guests, like, what's the one piece of startup advice they would give and or what they would tell their younger self? She just told you startup people, the one piece of advice, it's right there. Don't make a mountain into a mountain. You can listen to so many people that it's like becomes so daunting. And there's just gets to a point where you have to, you know, write, okay, what do I have control over? And let me start doing this. At some point you just got to move forward on it. So what clients are the perfect fit for your company? I always like to, you're on the show and we have a big audience. And if we have anybody that apply, you know, that can fit with what you're offering, I want to obviously promote that. So tell me the companies that I can only imagine. I think anybody who takes like a check or currency of some kind, I always joke, like if my credit card gets stolen, I go, well, the person who used my credit card, like who accepted my credit card with a fake person, they're responsible because they're supposed to have my driver's license with her. You know, I always like that. You can't just randomly use my credit card, you know, willy nilly. So who are your ideal clients?
I appreciate that very much. Our ideal clients are businesses and agencies that need to confirm identity, whether it's online or in person. So I already mentioned some of the retail, alcohol, cannabis, tobacco, vaping, firearm, pharmaceuticals, but it's also hospitality. You have to check IDs to make sure that the right people are in your hotel rooms, et cetera. It's any business that has to confirm identity. It's any government agency that has to confirm identity to provide a service such as transportation, air, train, travel, federal, building access, whatever it may be. We train human beings to identify other human beings online and in person to make sure that they are the right people who are receiving those products and services. And our ideal client is a very large organization that licenses our app. And I want to mention this, which is really, really important. This is not an app that you upload and download and there's no hassle, no downloads, no hassle. It is a web app, which means it's web-based. Any device that can access the internet can use this app, from a cell phone to a tablet to a laptop to a point of sale system. So any worker can access it 24/7. And what they're going to access is clear, current, and correct images were the only ones who have it on the market currently. Let me repeat that. Clear, current, and correct images of all driver licenses in the United States. There are almost 1,000 versions and variation of driver license in the United States. No one is ever going to be able to memorize it. We provide the images to you and also the information that you need to spot fake IDs literally within seconds. So I invite people to come visit us at Real Identities. We are a social responsibility company. We do provide the app at absolutely no charge whatsoever to law enforcement and government agencies. We make our money through private industry, but the money that you will spend for this app is so, so, so limited. Go to Real Identities. You'll see what I'm talking about. We're on a mission to prevent all these horrible things from happening.
Now, I loved your introduction when you went, you went Vegas, Oklahoma, 9/11. But you're talking about just a quick, pattern interrupt. That was a pattern interrupt right there.
Susan, there you go. There you go. Well, Sean, I appreciate you mentioning that because I do want to say one other thing. If I can, and that is,
please.
Those are three of the biggest ones that people recognize. We track the real and fake ID market on a daily basis. We track these reports from federal, state, and local agencies. That kind of nonsense, that kind of criminal activity happens multiple times a day, every single day in the United States, but it doesn't always make the news. Those happen to make the news. People don't realize how damaging fake IDs are and can be. And we're on a mission to prevent it from happening.
No, I love it. I love talking to a founder because I love the idea, the genesis. Okay, like how did it come to you? And then the ability to execute it, to get it into motion and then turn it into a company. To me, it fascinates me. Every time I hear a startup story, I'm excited. I have Susan Dworak with me. She is the CEO and founder of Real Identities. I encourage you to look at the app. It's, obviously we'll have it in the show notes. But we encourage you to look at that. And if this fits something for your company, or if you're just an entrepreneur, you just heard her story. Okay, never planning on starting a business, sees a big problem, figures out a way to solve it, systematizes it, okay, where you can run it into an app. Okay, now you have a business. What did she tell you? Don't listen to everybody will give you a million reasons why something can't work. Take action on your idea. That was the big takeaway today on this podcast. Susan, I want to thank you so much. How can people connect with you, reach out to your company? This is where I give you the last 20 seconds to connect with you and your company again.
Appreciate it so much, Sean. It's been such a great pleasure talking with you. People can reach us online at www.realidentities.com, or they can go directly to the web app, which is www.id.training. There's no com on that. It's just id.training. Come see us. You'll learn what we're all about.
Great. We have that in the show notes. Again, listeners, thank you so much for listening every day. Top 50 in over 50 countries, number one in another country every single week. For people who just generally want to learn how to start and grow a business, we want to thank getstartedmarketing.com. That's getstartedmarketing.com. They're incredible at generating leads to your site. Lead generating is their specialty. They're great for small businesses. They make it automated and affordable. They're incredible. GetStartedMarketing.com. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We will talk again soon.